three rarely seen whales beached on Alaska's coast last year, and NOAA Fisheries is investigating whether human activity contributed to the strandings. KNOM's Anna Rose MacArthur reports.
The Steinegger's beaked whales beached last fall, one on St. Lawrence Island and two in Valdez. Neither of those places are where Steinegger's are usually found, and each animal showed indication of trauma.
They had bubbles of air within the blood vessels. And this is true in all the cases, so animals in Valdez and also the animal up in the St. Lawrence Island area. You know, this is just a classic lesion that you see when there's an animal that's suffered from barotrauma.
That's Dr. Kathy Barrett-Cunnington with the Alaska Veterinary Pathologist Service. She performed the necropsies on the whales. Huntington says barotrauma is like the bends in humans, often caused by rising too quickly to the surface from a deep dive. But Steinegger's are built for deep dives. They're usually found over a half mile below the water.
They should have certain behaviors that allow them to avoid that kind of situation if they're acting normally.
Loud noises can send the whales rocketing to the surface, and seismic activity can also damage barriers within the whales' bodies, between gas-filled areas and the bloodstream. Both situations can cause this trauma.
For example, if there's blasting going on in an area, underwater blasting, that can create this kind of thing. It's thought that really high-intensity sonar is another possibility.
Beaked whales' tendency for deep dives makes their presence in the shallow waters of the Bering Straits region and Valdez unusual. Alaria Jensen is the NOAA Fisheries Marine Mammal Stranding Coordinator for the Alaska region. She says beachings occur for many reasons, like disease entanglement and ship collisions, but no evidence of those conditions appear in these whales.
So it leads us back to the gas bubbles pointing towards some kind of acoustic trauma. So we want to see what was going on in the area during that time.
NOAA Fisheries is investigating the cause of the strandings and if noise from human activity contributed. Huntington says there were reports of seismic activity in Valdez in the area of the beaching, but the investigation is ongoing. Reporting from Nome, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.